Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Diving back into it on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get to talk to Xavier Worthy, numero uno on the field, because he's got a very cool thing he's doing. You have it in your notes.
Yeah, it's called Uncork for a Cause. It's going to be a great charity event coming up on December 15th. And we've done these in the past, and my friend puts these on all over the country with athletes, and they're great events. And essentially, the athlete gets to design his own kind of wine label, gets his own bottle of wine that's going to be exclusive, you know, to him, and all the money is going to go back and benefit his foundation, the Worthy Ones. And it's Xavier's nonprofit dedicated to uplifting single mom families and underserved youth. And we've had his mom, Nikki, on before a couple of weeks ago when she was doing, you know, the walk up in Parkville, I believe it was at the time, for the you know, single moms and whatnot. And so it's a great event. It's going to be on December 15th, right before the holidays, at the Intercontinental on the Plaza at 6:30. Appetizers and, you know, hors d'oeuvres and all that kind of good stuff. The wine, a lot of his teammates will be there as well. And so you can get those tickets. You can buy the tickets, or you can, you know, become a sponsor, whatever you want to do, however you see fit, at uncorkkc.com. That is uncorkkc.com. Go there now. Purchase your tickets, like I said, December 15th. And we'll have Xavier on in about 15 minutes or so. He'll talk more about it. They call it an evening of wine giving and celebration right before the holidays. And this would make a great Christmas gift, holiday gift for somebody.
Pretty sure we gave away tickets to that too when we were out at Verizon and he was there signing autographs, meeting with people. They had that and a signed football.
Cool.
For an event that you could win. There was like two tickets or something like that to the event. So it should be fun. Love me some vino. Had me some vino last night. Good night for it. A little Pinot Noir from the Oregon area. Chip Nance was on the drive, I believe, yesterday, and he had this to say about the NFL season so far.
Man, what a year this has been. It's been the wackiest one for me, and this is 41 years for me being in the league. This has been a wonder to watch. I still think the Chiefs, if there was a tournament today and you bracketed this thing, you would look at it, and I would say, I'll take Kansas City.
Is that why we're all so calm at 5-4? Because this league this year seems like it's wide open, at least in the AFC. I think the NFC is pretty dominant when it comes to this season in football. But when you look at the AFC, like, you think about making the playoffs and you're not a one seed or you're not a, you know, a division winner, maybe you're a wild card. Do you fear going to New England? Do you fear having to go to Indianapolis? Do you fear having to go to maybe Baltimore or, you know, maybe Cincinnati, maybe Pittsburgh? Wide open, it seems like, this year.
It is. My biggest fear is that they're not ready for the Denver game, right? And they continue to look past this kind of stuff. And I don't think they can anymore. I think Kansas City right now going forward has to play their best football of the year for the rest of the regular season. And that's my biggest fear, is that they're going to continue to say, oh, it's just the regular season. And before we get to the end, and I'm guilty as this of anybody, before we get to the end, there is no postseason. So they've got to start turning it on right now and playing their best brand of football for the remaining seven games of the season. And that's where it's funny when everybody says it, because we all agree that we think the Chiefs are probably the best team in the NFL. Start playing like it, right? It's okay to start playing like the best team in the NFL. For the Jim Nances of the world, the Dusty Likens, us, all of us saying all, we think this is the best team in the NFL. then go play like the best team. I'm ready for you guys to go out there and play like what everybody's calling you. Is that fair?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, they've done that, what, once this year? I'll give them twice. Detroit, they did it 2 weeks in a row. Detroit and Las Vegas. Felt like those were the 2 weeks where they played at least 6 or 7 out of 8 quarters that were pristine, 3 units,
yeah,
well-rounded. One of those is against a bottom five team, like at home with your number one weapon back, and you're excited. Ooh. You had like built-in motivation. I don't want to hear about lack of energy, lack of get up. This is the time.
Yeah.
If you lose this game, forget the division. If you lose this game, I may be forgetting about the playoffs. Not quite yet, but you're getting there. That conversation's now opened up, dude. You've got to come up and get ready for this.
I got to be honest with you. The biggest takeaway for me is Jim Nance has been in this league 41 years.
That's insane.
Are you, kidding me?
Longer than you've been alive.
Close.
That's crazy.
I mean, 41 years Jim Nance has been calling NFL games? Where? Like, I don't remember him other than always being the number one, it seems like, yeah, on CBS, right?
Because you were 6. You weren't even really alive yet. You were alive, but you weren't alive.
But, like, I don't remember Jim Nance in college. You know, I don't remember Jim Nance in my very early days of being an adult, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s. He must have been somewhere. I'm sure Jim was probably there. But, like, I don't remember Jim Nance being the guy, you know, calling these 41 years. Good Lord.
Now I wonder how long he's been with Tony.
10 almost. I think it's 10.
I was going to say, is it a decade?
I think it's 9 really? This year or 10 years with Tony Romo. Yeah.
I mean, he did that AFC Championship game, Tony did. That first one against the Patriots.
Yep.
I think that was his first big game.
Or no, that was 2018.
Yeah. So I think they said this is their 9th season together. That, which is, I mean, you want to talk about a blink of an eye, guys. I mean, Tony Brady's Romo.
Brady's already been doing it for 2 years.
I know.
That's crazy.
And he's not getting better.
Yeah, he's not getting better.
But I don't know that Romo and Nance are necessarily getting better. There was an article on Awful Announcing about, kind of reviewing them. And they're like, it's kind of stagnant right now with Romo and Nance. They think the number one team should be Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt. And I don't necessarily disagree with that. But the way that they're paying Romo and Nance, they're never going to not be the number one team that is out there. But they were talking about their chemistry kind of being off and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it's not what it was when it first happened. But I think Tony Romo has gotten better since he had the Come to Jesus meeting with CBS. Nobody like him? No.
I'm just not a huge fan. I think we talked about it earlier when you said the best part about a color commentator is they can sit back and enjoy it. We always hear Tony Romo kind of interrupt the moment. Because one thing that my professor told me in college, and I think Ryan LaFever told me the same thing when I did the Broadcasters Association thing at the K when I was a young college kid, sometimes the best audio is no audio. Mm-hmm. And he's like, sometimes when something happened, I remember LaFever told me this almost verbatim. He goes, when something magical happens, I just turn my microphone to the crowd. I mean, why wouldn't you, right? Like, that's probably before they did headsets all the time. They just had the microphone sitting there. We hit the button on, off, whatever. He's like, I would just turn to the crowd and let them give the audio because sometimes the best things unsaid are the best things said.
Like, yeah.
When Gordon hit that home run.
Yes.
Listen to the radio audio. Denny, he didn't need the win, and that's it.
And that's all you needed.
Bang. Yep.
Royals win the World Series 1985. Denny Matthews, no outs to go.
That's the way that, you know, Denny always has been a very understated, let the moment happen broadcaster. I think Joe Buck is a brilliant let the moment happen broadcaster. I think some of the best stuff, and this is not a joke, this is not meant to be funny, the best stuff that Joe Buck does, I think, is when he doesn't say anything, because he allows the moment to happen and doesn't want to be bigger than the moment.
And he got that from his dad too.
Yeah. I was talking more baseball with Joe than the NFL.
Fair enough.
Because those moments in baseball are just more magical. It just is, right? You hit that big home run. You don't need anything. You know, Jack Buck's best call is Kirby Puckett hits a home run. We'll see you tomorrow night. And then Joe stole that when Freeze hit that. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about stealing his dad's line. Simple, boom, done. Let the moment be the moment. Don't be bigger than the moment.
And then you also have the seventh inning or the wild card game for the Royals, right? Yeah. Salvador Perez hits that ball, and I think LaFever just is like, what did we just witness? And you hear the crowd, and there's nothing more to me.
And the Royals win it is what he said. Yeah, fair ball down the line, it's fair, the Royals win it.
And then it's just chaos. And to me, there's nothing better than when we'll come into the text line and we talk about the blocked field goal of Denver last year, and it's like hearing the crowd on my TV or hearing the crowd on my radio in my car or wherever they were was polarizing. And you're like, that's because they did their job. And one thing that you know when you're listening or watching is the main key. You're not there. the one job that they have for announcers is to make you feel like you are there. Mm-hmm. And when they do that, it's chef's kiss. It's cheese and cracker. It's perfect. That's how you do it. And I think that's just kind of where Tony messes up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. He's the antithesis of that. When they won the back-to-back Super Bowl.
Yeah, he'll give Jim will be like, what a play from the greatest quarterback in the modern era. You know, Jim, you know, you watch all these things. And what do we? It's like, just wait till, count to 10, Tony, and then give your analysis.
They won two Super Bowls in a row, and Mecole Hardman catches that touchdown pass. Jim Nantz says it, and I mean, he immediately goes into analyzing the shift of the, dude, we don't give a rip. Just went back-to-back Super. I don't want to hear about the shift and the man coverage. Give it a beat.
That's on their bosses, though, to recognize that. They need that guy, Mitchell Henderson, or whoever it was from Buffalo, to go analyze their game tape and see something. True. No, but it's true, you know? Like, you don't know what you're saying all the time and all the time and all. Somebody else listens and you say this all the time. Stop saying this, right? Okay.
Tell me how much you hear Joe Klatt.
Mendoza in trouble! Control.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It's a touchdown.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect. Did he get his foot down? After Gus had done his yelling, done his screaming, and the only thing needing to know while Gus Johnson is on cloud 55 and out of his mind, Joe Klatt's job there is to let him do that and then kind of watch. And then he goes, the only question is his foot down, control. Oh, my God. And then Gus Johnson goes on. That's, to me, why it works. I love Greg Olson as well. I think he's great.
Yep.
Super good dude, too. We got to talk to him at Radio Row. He was awesome. And he just, those guys get it. And I think that's the best part of, like, an announcing group is when you have that. I know we've gone on this for way too long, as Xavier Worthy will join us here shortly. But it's just interesting to me, like, you don't think about these things, and maybe this is the poison of our career that we grow up like learning these things and not everybody thinks about it, but you do get that a lot because people will tell you like, I don't like that guy, he's a clown. It's like, well, why don't you like him? Well, he always interrupts. Okay, you have an educated response instead of, well, I hate this guy because he hates the Royals. Well, how do you know he hates the Royals?
Oh, like Joe Buck, yeah.
What would you do if Madison Bumgarner was in there just hosing people down left and right and was the talk of the town? We have the same thing when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. Every time they play a game, how many times are people glazing up Patrick Mahomes before he's even thrown a football? Right. And you're like, eh, we get it. Now we know why people outside of the Kansas City media are like, I'm tired of hearing about Patrick Mahomes. I'm tired of hearing about all this magic stuff. It's like, yeah, so are we. That's why we find it interesting when we find those clever moments that we hear from Jim Nantz every once in a while.
And he's talking about the wackiest season in 41 years that he's been doing this. And again, that's the timestamp for me that's like, whoa, 41 years for doing this. But I mean, it has been a wacky NFL season right now. I think if you would have started this year and said we're at Thanksgiving time, roughly 2 weeks from Thanksgiving, and Buffalo is not in first place, Kansas City is not in first place, you'd look at each other and go, no chance. I even saw
Ravens.
Or the Ravens. Yeah, exactly. The Ravens aren't in first place right now. And I saw like some odds yesterday that were put out there about the Chiefs and Buffalo, right? It was like the odds for Buffalo to win the division, the odds for the Chiefs to win the division, the odds for both of them to win the division, the odds for neither of them to win the division. And I'm like, man, when you think about that, if you told people that Buffalo and Kansas City are both on the outside looking in of division championships, people would have said that you're absolutely insane and out of your mind. But that's the NFL in 2025. And that's why you can't take anybody for granted. It's why you have to go forward all the time and do your thing and make sure you're executing and playing your best football every single week, because this truly is one of those years where anybody can beat anybody on any given Sunday. I mean, Mac, you kind of put in the notes about, you know, how wacky it's been for the NFL this season. And I mean, there's been, every team has had something wacky. We've had coaches fired. We've had quarterbacks benched. We've had starting quarterbacks become third quarterbacks. We've had, you know, chaos going on. We've had Detroit written off. We've had Kansas City written off. Like, this has been the most week-to-week year of the NFL that I can ever remember. So I can't imagine where Jim Nantz is right now with his mindset in all of this.
Had a team come back 30 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, right, exactly. There's been so much wackiness that has happened out there. What should be isn't, and what isn't is. And it's really crazy. That's why each week I ask you guys, who's the best team this week? Because every week it changes. And I don't remember that being the case over the last 10 years.
Yeah, the wackiest thing for the Chiefs to me was the Xavier Worthy injury. Not because it's his injury, because it's our own guy.
Yeah.
Blindsided him three plays into the season. That's just so rare. Never happens. But yeah, that was Wacky.
I think the wackiest thing that I saw with the Chiefs so far this season probably has to be the Jacksonville game, right? I mean, that's a situation where you just, okay, you're down or you're up 14 points. You think you're going to win this thing. And then all of a sudden everything starts going wrong and starts to unravel. And you're like, what is going on here? This isn't this Chiefs team that we've known for all of these years, right? This is an absolute like non-Chiefs team. What's the opposite of the Chiefs? The Jets? Like that, it was like watching the Jets go out there against Jacksonville. So that was the most awkward, weirdest, strangest thing that I've seen with the Chiefs this year.
Yeah, it's just, and even Vegas is there. Like Vegas doesn't want to admit how wacky this whole thing is because even Vegas has the Chiefs as being the odds on favorite to be in the Super Bowl. They have the Chiefs being the odds on favorite to win, not the odds on favorite, but the second odds to win the AFC West. And if they win this game against Denver, you're going to have two different storylines that develop against this game because they're going to say Denver's a fraud at 8-3. The Chiefs are better than we think at 6-4 and gear up because the Chiefs are coming. That will be the conversation. And if it's the other way around and the Chiefs lose and Denver wins, then you're having a conversation of, is this the first year where Mahomes' last game is week 18?
Yeah.
Are the Chiefs finally getting caught up to? And is Denver a legit threat in the AFC, not the AFC West and all the Bo Nix complaints and all those little issues they had with him? I don't care how bad he plays. As long as they keep winning, they beat the Chiefs, who are odds on favorite to go to the Super Bowl again. You just beat a championship team. I don't care if you're 13, a 27 for 110 yards, right, a pick and a touchdown. Just keep winning because that was our narrative last year. 1 point wins, don't care. Lucky wins, whatever you want to call them, don't care. Just keep winning because all that matters is getting your foot in the door in January. And if the Chiefs win this game, that door opens up a little bit more. They lose that day, they lose this game, you got to really bear it down to get into that playoff picture.
Yeah. Look, if you get to that 5-loss level, I mean, it's going to be tough. It really is. You can't allow yourself to get to that point, especially against an AFC team, because you haven't been that great against the AFC this year. You lost to the Clippers. You lost to Jacksonville. You lost to Buffalo. Three of your four losses are to Clippers. AFC teams. I mean, you've got to find a way to move forward and not lose this game. Like this is the time. If this is going to be the team that we thought it was going to be at the beginning of the year, it's time to flip the page right now. I'll turn the page for him. I got my book here, right? It's time to turn the page, going from effing around and finding out to, oh, it's time to go. Like, you need to turn that page now if you're the Chiefs. No more messing around and, you know, letting teams hang around and all that kind of
stuff.
If
you do eff around, you will find out.
You will find out. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you've effed around and found out enough this season, right? Yeah. Don't you guys agree?
Absolutely.
The effing around is over. It's now it's time to say, okay, normally we turn it on in December. We got to turn it on a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving. Can everybody get out there and turn this thing on? Let's go.
Yeah, you've played with your food for long enough. It's time. Everybody's got to go eat. You know, no pun intended. Seriously, let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the excuse at this point?
What do you mean?
Because before,
there wouldn't be any for me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Before, you know, oh, Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice suspended. Oh, right. A new offensive line. They're still getting the hang of things. All that's done.
Yeah.
All that's fixed. People are healthy. I know Pacheco's out. I don't really give a rip.
And I'm with you on this one. Earlier in the week, I was having 11. This thought, like, if we're sitting here going, well, Isaiah Pacheco's not going to play, so we don't have a chance, then we're not a good football team.
Exactly.
Isaiah Pacheco's playing or not playing should not really have that big of an impact on what this team wants to do.
Yep.
On Sunday afternoon. It's a 7th-round running back that didn't play all of last year.
You also have a massive game because of what is around what you can't control.
Yeah.
Because if you win this game and the Chargers beat Jacksonville, Jacksonville's out, you're in. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And you've got to think, is the collapse coming for Jacksonville if that's the case? Are they winning in spite of Trevor Lawrence continuing to do that, or are they losing in spite of Trevor Lawrence? You also have Tampa Bay going to Buffalo. That's another big game.
That's a huge game. That's a kind of an elimination game for Buffalo.
I mean, noon is loaded, guys. You have Chargers, Jags, Bucks, Bills, Bears, Vikings, Packers, Giants. That's not really loaded, but that's Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston.
Right?
Heck yeah. We got to play out of him.
Enough said. Carolina, Atlanta. Can Carolina get above 500?
Yep. Last time they played, 30-0, Carolina won.
No doubt. And then you have the last noon game is Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, the rematch of the AARP Bowl. Or is Burrow going to play?
Yeah.
He was stomping on that toe yesterday. He's telling everybody, he goes, if Flacco can do it, this is trouble for me.
Who doesn't want to see Jameis Winston, though? I mean, that's...
Did you see his numbers against Green Bay?
Are they good?
He's 3-0, 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions with a 123.8 QBR rating against Green Bay in 3 games.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution, and just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old, and I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world.
Hamilton.
How do you not just want to hug that guy and say, please stay here forever, man? Just can I hang out with you?
Yes.
Because you just make life better. I mean, you talk about a guy who changed his image, right? From stealing crab legs at Publix and whatever he did to being a guy that like everybody just wants to be around. There's not many people in this world that have that kind of presence. When they show up, you're just like, oh yeah. And I was talking to Dusty about it when you were in Spain, and we were like, man, remember we met him at the Super Bowl? And he acted like we were important, man.
Yeah.
That's the thing I'll always remember about Jameis, is like, he's the star, but treated us like we were on his level.
Seriously.
And I always appreciate that, because too many people in sports think they're smarter and better than everybody else, and they're not.
If you could bundle up someone's energy, someone's vibe, I mean, Jameis Winston.
Oh, man. The vibe is just peak, man. It's
Ray
just,
Lewis
it's so
pregame.
Good.
Yeah, Ray Lewis pregame. That's an interesting
vibe.
He went to
Pastor Ray pregame and then just set the tone. Like, you can't even mimic the dance anymore. If you try to mimic the dance, somebody from Baltimore will come and take you out.
What vibe on the Chiefs do the players... What player on the Chiefs has the vibe that the rest of the team needs to mimic the rest of the season?
Isaiah Pacheco.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay. That I'm going to run through you.
That guy plays like it's his last game every
Man,
single day.
It may
day.
Have been. Who knows?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's there. I would go Rice. I think
Rushing
Rice is there because he knows the second chance is happening. He's living. Like, I remember watching the franchise that you missed. Your boys were featured in it.
Let's go.
It was last Friday. And they bring that up in the game against the Vegas Raiders. Like, Andy's like, you're probably done. We're going to sit you down. We don't need you anymore. He's like, Coach, I can keep going. Let me keep going. And a 31-0 route. I want to keep going. Keep going, Chiefs.
Yeah.
You have to. You have to avoid every pothole on the highway. You have to avoid every sort of detour. It doesn't matter. Go your way. Go your route. Do what you do and start this Sunday at 3:25 in Denver.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.